7:40 here on WKTY La Crosse, 96.7 FM, 580 AM. Dave Carney, WKTY Morning Show, back on air. Wherever you are, however you may be listening, really appreciate you guys and gals for your time. If you want to join the program like John Denton's doing, use the talk and text line at 608-796-2558. Best way to get in touch with the program. Johnny D, thanks for coming back aboard the show, man. How you doing this morning?
Good, Dave. How are you guys?
Oh, just loving life, man. Everything is groovy, right? We've got ourselves off to a new year, and I don't know. Was there anything happening yesterday? I'm pretty sure it was a quiet news day. So, John, we've got football going on this weekend, the nation's best distraction, and we've got six games, wild card, super wild card weekend. As a matter of fact, should keep us all thoroughly distracted for at least Saturday and Sunday. John, on Tuesday, we were talking about some of the ways in which you can look at early lines for these games and start to figure out if there's any advantages for a better. You've got some line movement for us this morning. You've got a couple of other insights. Where do you want to start with some line movements? Because I'm curious to know what's been jumping around.
Well, I got a couple trends, a couple situational analysis I'd like to throw out to the listeners. But we'll start with, I'll give you an example of early line movement and where we're sitting at now and how the value has probably maybe shifted a little bit. We'll go to Cleveland at Pittsburgh. You know, when I talked to you guys on Tuesday, you know, I said I bet those guys early, 3.5.
Yeah.
I did it on Monday. By the time I think we got off the air, it was probably sitting at 4, 4.5 already. Yep. I think the COVID announcement for the coaches came through. One of the offensive linemen was out as well. So that bumped it now to, it's looking at, I think it's 6.
Yeah.
So, and technically, in my opinion, the public hasn't even gotten involved yet, because usually, you know, public bettors don't like to tie up money during the week. You know, they're a game of or game day betting, right, MO. And so I think you'll probably see it maybe even creep up to 7. So when you take a look at it, yeah, Pittsburgh was probably a great bet at 3.5. There was a lot of value there, but you know, at some point Cleveland gained value as, you know, a divisional dog, right, in a primetime game with an inflated line, right? So, you know, if you're going to play Pittsburgh and that's your team and that's your spot, you know, you have to look at a teaser, right? You've got to look at a teaser situation where you're passing that that 6.5 or 7, right? That magical number of 3, 7, and 10 that, mm-hmm, that the gambling world falls on. You know, you've got to pass through some of those numbers and just get Pittsburgh to win. Tie it in with another teaser, which I'll touch on here, another team in the teaser, and get better value if you're stuck on, or if your mind is set on betting Pittsburgh over Cleveland.
I like that a lot, John, because the teasers have become a more regular part of our Rocky Supper Club daily play, and I'm glad that you're going to be hitting on that. Last night, just for what it's worth, I did lose a two-team teaser. I was able to find betnow.eu with minus 110 odds on a two-team teaser with overs and unders. So I thought that was pretty interesting, and I put that in my Rocky Supper Club Daily Play article. John, when you think of teasers, you mentioned those magic numbers, 3, 7, 10. Do you know what your strategy is going to be then this weekend? So you're talking about Pittsburgh and Cleveland here. What's a game that you might like to tie in with that one?
I'm looking at Tampa Bay and Washington.
Okay.
And again, you're looking at a where there's all kinds of historical and statistical data that is pointing towards both sides in this game. And what happens is it kind of washes out, and you have to look at situational football, how the teams are playing, especially in this year where the playoff format's a little bit different, right? We're in kind of a different setting in the NFL season, right? I think, you know, when you look at it, Tampa Bay, you know, their last three games, they've scored 31, 47, and 44 points. Washington scored 15, 13, and 20.
Right.
They're coming off that dreadful public performance, right? So the narrative is too easy for Tampa Bay, right? Thinking of it, right? Tampa Bay, that's why the line has shot up from 6.5. It hit 9 in some spots, I know of for a fact offshore, but it's sitting at 8.5. So, and again, the public has probably not gotten involved as much as they will closer to game time, right? So when you think of, you know, a prime time teaser spot for Tampa Bay, you know, if you're getting to that 8.5, you're getting to that 9, right? You can pass through that number of 3 again to get 2.5,
right?
Tease them with Pittsburgh, and you've got basically two elite, more of the elite playoff teams that are playing these games just need to win, basically.
Well, I like this a lot, John. And if you're just tuning in right now, 7:45 this morning, John Denton, who is our own version of Dan Orlovsky and now a betting expert here with me, too. We're talking about a teaser card for this weekend. You know, John, I got to tell you, looking at this line, you just mentioned Tampa Bay, Washington at 8.5 and then the Pittsburgh Cleveland game. What we're explaining to our listeners is this: with a teaser in the NFL, you get to take off 6 points or you get to add it to a particular line. That's typically the way the NFL works. That puts Pittsburgh at even, right? All they have to do is simply win by a point. You've got an even line there. And then with Tampa Bay, like you mentioned, you take that down to 2.5. Heck, if they win by a field goal, you're covering. I think that's a really good play.
And I think Tampa Bay is in an unfavorable situation this weekend. Again, they're the better team. They have the better record, but they're going on the road. Washington secured only in 2020, right? Can we get one of these this team to host a playoff game? But in the same token, you know, you're talking about a fierce pass rush, right? A really good defense in Washington, and Tom Brady. He's already said it a couple times this year, right? He's not favorable of playing in the cold. It's going to be mid-30s. Right, to a guy like Tom Brady, who's used to being in Tampa Bay, you know, obviously that's the reason, one of the reasons why he signed down there. You know, 37 degrees, a little misty, you know, kind of chilly. You know, it's not favorable conditions, so it's going to be one of those win and get out of there type games. And I really think that you're going to have a slugfest. And when you can tease that down to -2.5, yeah, I think that's where you can take value back from, you know, the books begging you to bet Tampa Bay.
Well, don't be surprised if I just go ahead and piggyback this very bet that you're laying out here for us, this two-team teaser for Super Wild Card Weekend, and just play that one, because, John, I think this is a really smart move. Would you be entirely shocked, talking about the Tampa Bay and Washington game, would you be entirely shocked to watch Bruce Arians completely flip the script on his game plan? And instead of going downfield a lot, because we don't know exactly how healthy Mike Evans is going to be, he was a participant in walkthroughs yesterday, wouldn't have been if it was a practice. Would you be entirely surprised to see him flip that script and go ground and pound and run Leonard Fournette and Shady McCoy 25, 30 times? They have not been getting the rock a bunch. They've also got Ronald Jones on that team. There are some running backs that are capable. I'm just curious if, because of all of what you've just mentioned, that Bruce Arians doesn't go to his OCs and say, hey, listen, let's put a different game plan out here and really kind of muck up and murky the waters.
Oh, absolutely. And I think from a quarterback standpoint, as I just mentioned here a second ago, Tom Brady's not wanting to get hit.
Right.
He's not wanting to sit back there in the pocket and take a 7-step drop and throw posts and corners and fades and all this stuff. He's going to be a quick, you know, 1-2, get rid of it. Kind of like what we've seen with Ben Roethlisberger the last few weeks, is going to take the snap, 1 or 2 reads, get rid of it, and move the chains. And you're absolutely right. I think they'll rely on the run game a little more. And two interesting facts on this game here is that we're talking about teasers, right? The last 5 wild card weekend years, right? The first weekend, talking about wild card weekend, road teams are 16-4 when you tease in their favor. So they're a road team. They're a better team.
Yeah.
Tease in their favor.
Yeah.
Right? Historically, trends and data is in your favor as well in this.
I like
right?
that.
So another thing you're talking about is the over-under, right, in this game, too, has kind of piqued my interest a little bit. The reason why I say that is because when outdoor wild card unders that drop in more than a point, so they've dropped or a point or more, so they've dropped about a point, right, they're 60% cashing in, right? So, again, the line movement will tell you as I'm a novice bettor. I'm not an expert as you're claiming I am, but I can see the trend. I can see the trends early on in the week where, you know, if the line movement is moving, it's probably because sharps and professional bettors and syndicates and these steam guys are hitting it hard one way, and you know, you want to get on it before the public decides to push it the same way or push it in the opposite way, to where now you're really stuck in a situation where you have to make a decision.
Yeah, that's real talk right there. John Denton joining the program. If you happen to just be tuning in, the line for the Tampa Bay Washington game opened at as a total of 46.5. And as you've mentioned, it's been bet down a full point and a half since it was opened on Monday to 45 right now. John, I'm curious about this, and I want to help you or have you help our listeners kind of understand, you know, more and more as we talk about teasers and we start to get into more exotic plays, where you can actually start to where you can actually start to find some true value game of day of the game sort of thing. Do you think that for folks that are just looking to put, I don't know, a couple of bucks on a game, that day of values will be exist, that they'll still be around for bettors? Because I see teaser cards a lot of times cash in when it's closer to the actual game time, because then you see exactly where the line is going to be. What are your thoughts on that, John?
Yes, especially with, you know, now that you're able to bet online in most places or offshore, and if your state's not legal or what have you, I think the convenience of being able to lay a bet right up until game time, as opposed to back when I was growing up or in my early years of betting, right, I had to go get a teaser card, right, at the casino, and usually those are coming out on Tuesdays, right? So your teaser card are filled with lines that are early lines. So I got accustomed to looking at those early line movements, following folks that are betting early, following syndicates, all those types of things. And I never really paid much attention to the closing line, right? Because to me, that was the worst thing, is going into a football game, betting somebody and going, oh man, now I'm really on the, already going in with a negative mojo, right? So once I laid my bets, I usually kind of moved on and stayed there. But absolutely, there's going to be value on a game day, again, based off of what we're talking about, these trends, these historical plays that are going to drive the common bettor on that day,
yeah,
to significantly move the line one way or the other. And, you know, what's funny is that you have a couple, I think you have one or two sub 500 record playoff teams this year, or at least 8-8. If you took that stat alone, right, they're 8-8, they're in the playoffs. So Washington and Chicago, I think, are the two teams this year that have these types of records. Over the last, I think it says since 2002. Now this will make you think, right? They're 7-0 against the spread.
Right. Really?
These subpar, sub 500 record NFL teams, right, are 7-0 against the spread. What's even more mind-boggling is that they're 6-1 straight up.
Huh.
So they've won 6 out of the 7 since 2002. Now, again, it's probably not a huge sample size.
That's 20
years. 7 games.
That's 20 years, though, numbers.
And not too many sub-500 playoff teams get in.
No.
Right? So, yes, it is a small sample size, but with that sample size, they're all pretty much a similar sample. And, you know, when you look at Washington and Chicago, right, we just talked about it, right? Washington is... They're motivated, right? You got a young kid that says, I want to come after Tom Brady. I'm not, I'm not sorry for saying that publicly. You know, hey, we got nothing to lose. You know, those are the types of games that scare me, and the reason why you want to tease and put it a little bit more in your favor. And again, I wouldn't be surprised if on game day myself, I put a little wager on Washington +9 if it hits 9.
Yeah,
and taking that point and kind of hoping that it falls in both my favors, you know.
Let me just throw this out here. And again, if you're just joining right now, John Denton is aboard, and he's normally a Tuesday guest, but we've flexed him into service, emergency service, because of Super Wild Card Weekend here. What about Washington on the money line? Because I'm starting to, as this week goes on, and more of our listeners, John, are starting to, you know, get wistful and thinking about the Washington Football Club coming to Lambeau Field to play the Packers, which would definitely be more favorable, I think, as a Packer fan than watching Tom Brady once again play the Green Bay Packers. But what about a money line play? I mean, it's not, look, the Washington Football Club probably isn't going to win. They're definitely outmanned, but you don't have to put a lot. That money line is huge. If you did put 20 or even 100 bucks, you could end up cashing a huge ticket.
Yeah. I agree. And like I said, this is one of those unusual games where, you know, you're able to probably make money on both sides if you bet smart and bet it right.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, I don't think Washington is good enough offensively to beat Tampa Bay with, you know, a pretty good defensive game. I think Tampa Bay will overcome some of those obstacles. And that's why I like, you know, that's why I take, you know, Tampa Bay in the teaser spot and move them down to less than a field goal. And you know, it's just, you know, it's one of these, it's an odd game to bet. And I just gave you two stats or two historical trends that right. point directly towards a money line play, right? And, I mean, why not, right? You have a 99.9% chance of hitting a straight-up play based off of the trend since, you know, like you said, 20 years running. So.
Listen, man, I'll take it. And I think one of the other reasons, John, that we've seen these sub-500 teams have the record that they did, because I'm thinking back to the last one that I can recall, Seattle and Marshawn Lynch rumble into a victory, it's because they've hosted playoff games. They've been playing at home. Because that's how this thing works. The division winners get that home playoff game. I don't know if I've ever seen a sub-500 team make it as a wild card and not win the division. John, I'm out of time. This has been a lot of fun. I appreciate your input and your insight. This is great stuff, and I'm totally going to steal this particular play for myself. You have given me so much to think about, but I can't discourage our listeners from also doing exactly what you just said. That's a great play.
I appreciate it, Dave. Always good to join you guys.
Yeah, have a great weekend, my friend. I'm sure we'll be talking over the weekend, but stay warm, stay safe. I'll talk to you real soon, bro.
Yeah, send you.
All right.